Hey, are you looking for a hole-in-one when it comes to your bathtub shower remodel? Stay on the green, sports fan. Bathfitter will install your tub or shower in just one day. Bathfitter's price guarantee is an ace. Special financing available, no money down, no payments for 5 years. Bathfitter, it just fits.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Hump day?
Oh, yeah, all downhill from here. Weekend's going to be here before you know it. Big football weekend.
Oh, yeah. Big Broncos game. You know they're getting a victory.
Is it fair to ask, can this be called a must win?
At what point do we have a must win? When is it?
Ran into a guy yesterday. He said, you know, I completely disagreed with what you had to say last week about it being a must win.
Yeah.
I said, okay. He goes, but this week's a must win. I said, okay.
Yeah.
So week one was not a must win, but now week two is a must win. Okay.
Well, yeah, if you don't win week one, then you must win week two.
I guess so.
That's how it works.
I guess so.
Everybody
hey, did you see? Did you see? Did you see? Did you see it?
Did I see what?
Did you see it?
What?
Chris Bryant.
Oh, Iron Man?
Iron Man himself.
He played the other night.
He came back to play his old team, the Cubbies.
Yes.
Played
yes.
Monday after being out a couple months. And last night, 2-for-4, a home run.
Tough SOB. I mean, that guy.
He's a warrior.
Talk about a leader. Call a team meeting. You should call a team meeting right now. Why you got momentum? You got the mo. Mike, when you've got the mo, call a team meeting. That's what I say. Let them know.
Well, Chris
Bryant.
Hey,
guys, I went 2-for-4, hitting 500 since Tuesday. By the way, I was down at Tom's Watch Bar. Down at, where is that place? McGregor Square.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom's Watch Bar. Great place. Great place to take in a game, Mike, for Monday Night Football. So I was down there before I got there early before Monday Night Football started. Nothing but Cubs fans. I mean, nothing but Cubs fans. No, they're going to roll out the carpet for you Cubby fans. Come on into Coors Field where the old style is so, so cold and we warm the peanuts for you. I mean.
Yeah.
Was it awesome?
Nobody treats the enemy better than Dick Monfort and the Rockies.
That's right.
Nobody. Maybe that's why Chris Bryant played so well yesterday. He was back in front of his fans.
Yes. Yes.
His favorite fans.
The people who know him.
The people who know him. The people he loves the most.
The people who have actually seen him play.
Yeah, the people that have actually seen him play.
Yeah, yeah.
And he decided, hey,
I got to put on a show for my fans.
Exactly.
I got to put on a show
exactly.
for my fans.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You think it's any coincidence that after missing 2 months, he comes back to play
the Cubs?
The Cubs?
Oh.
And plays well against the Cubs?
He's probably saying, he's sending a message right now to the Cubs. Hey, if you guys, you know, made a play for me, the Rockies will pay my salary.
They'll pay $50 million.
Yeah, I'd just like to come back.
Yes.
I would just like to come back. And finish my career where I started, with the Cubbies.
So that went down last night. Rockies did win, though, 6-4, playing the role of spoilers, as they've done.
Are they still on pace, though?
They are still on pace for 100.
All right, that's all we need.
They are still on pace for 100. Last time I checked, I have to admit, I have not been perusing Major League Baseball standings that much.
I have not really
even. Let me take a quick look here. Yeah, they're still on pace for 100.
Good.
Yeah, Bud, you got a W last night.
W.
Yep. Tonight it happened.
It did happen.
Hey, how about these CU TV ratings?
Did you see 10 million people?
Do you believe?
Watched that CU Nebraska game.
Mm-hmm. Beat Alabama and Texas.
Wow.
Do you believe?
I want to ask this question. I want to throw this question out to our listeners. And you don't even have to be a CU fan to answer this question.
Okay.
How do you explain Dion's appeal? Because this isn't 10 million people tuning in to watch CU football. This is 10 million people tuning in to watch Deion Sanders and what Deion Sanders has created.
Correct.
And is in charge of. And correct. Is the maestro of. And is orchestrating. Yes, it happens to be CU football, but it's Deion Sanders. Make mm-hmm. no mistake. So I want to ask, what is the appeal? How do you explain this story? How do you explain this phenomenon? How do you explain the fact that CU football, which was among the nation's worst a year ago, is now outdrawing Texas and Alabama head-to-head? How?
They were
130. Explain the appeal.
Right, 132 out of 132 last year. If you're an SEC football team that's been down in the dumps, and your AD did not even bother to interview, to go after, to have a conversation with Deion Sanders, you should instantly be fired. Whatever, who's the head guy over there? Mike Bone or what's the guy's? What's the CU guy's name? Like the
no, that was a while ago. Oh, was that Rick George?
Rick George, yeah, that's who I was looking for. Rick George, Boy George would be better for me. Anyhow, George Michael, any one of the Georges, Rick George. Like seriously, whatever you paid him $5 million, you ought to double the salary right now. I mean, whatever you paid him. You got the biggest bargain. You know, when Rick George came out, I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to figure it out. Does it get any better for that guy? You want to talk about making the right decision? Open the money gates. They're printed over there.
Yeah.
Good for the. I'm so happy for him. I really am. Super happy for Deion. Super happy for CU. Super happy for all the people that shop at the grocery store that I shop at that have new CU stuff. I tell you what, merchandise is flying off the shelves.
It is.
It's flying off.
It is.
I walked in. I've never seen anybody wear CU stuff. Everybody in the store had something CU on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking about getting something.
Jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Why not?
If you guys want to send us stuff, Mike and I, CU hats, and, well, you got to get one of the big hats for Mike.
Sure. I'll represent.
That thing has got to be gigantic.
It's
got to
be large. It's
got to
be large.
But T-shirts, hats, what are those pom-poms? We'll take anything.
Palm palms?
Is that what they are?
You mean pom poms?
What do I call them?
Palm palms.
Yeah, palm 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 palm
palm palm palm palm.
You know
palm
what I'm
palm
about.
Palm. Not palm palm.
May I have the language of fortune, please?
Yeah. How do we spell that?
Hey, we've got the King Supers fan football pick'em week two ready to go coming up tomorrow.
Should I give you guys a break or should I win it again?
Ass kicking.
Oh boy.
Hey, Johnny, I'm a good loser. I'm a gracious loser. But when it comes to winning, Johnny, I'm a damn.
Let me quote the great Drew Goodman. He likes to use this term. Hey, listen, folks, when it comes to the baseball season, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
You got to celebrate your one victory.
Yeah, so I'm great. I'll give you your flowers for week one. Great.
Okay, how do we do?
Do we get trophies after week one?
How do we do with our picks against the spread?
Well,
on
that's
the Stinkin' Truth podcast.
How do we do? You did well there too. I did not do as well.
No, 0-3 is not good.
Not as well.
Yes, no, it's not. You can still is better than 0-3.
Shut up. You can still get registered. The weekly winner gets $250 to King Supers. Register now at denversports.com/picks. So we'll throw that question out as to how do you explain the appeal of Deion Sanders? Also, coming up next, is winning all that matters to Broncos country, or do they need to do something else along with it? That's next.
When you need a break from the stress, relax in your tub or shower from Bathfitter. Everyone in your home can trust Bathfitter's locally owned, 38-plus years of experience. Special financing available, no money down, no payments for up to 5 years. Visit bathfitter.com for an honest, down-to-the-penny estimate you can trust.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
The expectation is to win. We may understand that. Let's exceed that. Whatever the expectation is, let's exceed that individually and combined as a team.
Deion Sanders yesterday, I said as the summer went along and we started to get introduced more and more to Dion, that every time he held a press conference, it was going to be must listen to. I did that again yesterday. 20 minutes of just rapt interest.
Do you believe?
I love listening to him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's infectious. It's charismatic. There's just something. There's always been something about Dion. So we're asking the question, how do you explain what's going on? The huge monster TV ratings for CU football. The fact that every sports show in America is going to be coming to Boulder, it seems like. Big noon kickoff, ESPN College game day, Sports Center is expected to be out here on Friday. Pat McAfee show out here on Friday. 60 Minutes.
What?
60 Minutes is, I guess.
Is Morley Safer still there? Morley. Who names their kid Morley?
Who's the guy with the...
I guess if there's a Leslie, right? You can name your daughter Leslie. You might as well have a guy named
Morley. Who is the guy with the eyebrows?
Oh.
Why does it always
happen? Warhol.
Who was that guy?
You ever wonder
that guy? Yeah, that guy. Who was that guy?
Who was that guy?
Rooney. Oh. Andy Rooney.
Andy Rooney.
Yeah, anyway. So, asking the question, how do you explain this? How do you explain what's happening? How do you explain the appeal? Threw that question out on the Ramoslaw.com text line. Aaron and Golden wanted a shout out. Hello, Aaron. Thank you for being a loyal 6 a.m. listener. Dion's appeal in one word, swag.
Oh, he's got that.
Oh, he's got that.
You know what? It's like a tent revival. It's like brother love. You know what I'm saying? Crank this up, Jeremy.
There we go.
It's a hot August night.
Oh, man.
Smelling sweet.
I did not endorse
Yeah, a little bit more, a little bit more.
I did not sign
this
off
is,
on
this. This is what it's like going to a press conference.
This was done behind my back.
Outside of town was sound of that good gospel beat. Yeah. Come on, come on. Ragged tents. Come on. There ain't no trees. Yeah. And a gospel beat. Whatever it is. Go, go, go. Love, say brother loves traveling salvation show. That's Dion, right? Pack up the babies and grab the old ladies, cause everyone knows. Cause everyone goes to brother love's show. Right? That's, it's a tape revival.
It worked, it worked,
it's
it worked.
It's a tape revival.
Okay, good. Speaking of songs.
By the way, I am a big Neil Diamond fan.
You do like your Neil Diamond.
In case you didn't
know. Any time, you could get some Neil Diamond in there.
No, in the show?
Turn on your heart light there, Mark Schlereth.
No.
I just got a spit take. Woo!
Turn your heart light. Because I'm coming to America.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a tent revival, man. Well, it's East Buddy, East Brother Love.
There is elements of that, right? Mm. Some might say snake oil salesman.
No. He's authentic, man. That's what I love about Dion.
So, by the way, we talked about this last week. Every coach in town has his own song.
Yes.
So, Dion needs one. So, every time we play Dion, he needs a song. So, we're going to use today... Johnny Fever is going to be checking out the text line, 303-713-1043. We need Dion's song. Your suggestions. Yes, we know he has his songs already, but this is from the listeners.
Yeah.
Okay? This is from you guys and gals out there. Okay? So you come up with what you think is the right song for Deion Sanders to play, like we do with all the other coaches.
Mm-hmm.
So hit us up on the Ramoslaw.com text line, 303-713-1043 with your ideas. Here's one. The appeal of Dion. He was one of the brightest lights as a superstar in the NFL. He was a college legend, NFL legend, great promoter on TV and ads. Now he's bringing that same energy into promoting a program like CU.
Mm.
That's why I watch. That's why I'm locked in.
Boy, he does bring some energy, doesn't he?
Well, and that leads me to what I wanted to ask about the Broncos. Because I was talking to somebody this weekend, and we're talking about CU.
Yes.
And the phenomenon that is CU. This was after the Nebraska game. So, you know, they're 2-0 and they've rushed the field and just, euphoria and excitement, and they're the talk of the town, right? Yes. Then we start talking about the Broncos the next day. And this person said, God, the Broncos are just so boring. They're just so boring. I'd rather just watch the Buffs. They're more exciting. Broncos are just boring.
Right.
And so I wanted to ask this question because when it comes to Broncos country, is entertainment even a factor for you? Is it important that they be entertaining? Or is it just important that they win?
Yeah. It's interesting. I do a Seattle show every week. So I'm in Seattle with Dave Wyman, former Denver Bronco, and his show in the afternoons. And the host, whatever his name is, I can't ever remember. I don't really pay attention to names and things like that.
You don't pay any attention to the radio hosts.
Right.
So, some other guy.
Yeah, his name is Guy.
Some other guy.
Or dude. It's either Guy or dude or hey, fella. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, he's like, you know, last year all the criticism was Russ, you know, doesn't understand the offense. Russ just throws the ball up for grabs. Russ just takes too many shots. Russ doesn't take what the defense gives him. And he goes, then I'm reading all the accounts of the game where you lose to the Raiders 17-16. Russ is just too much check down. He's, you know, he's just dumping the ball off. He's like, what do you want? Do you want Russ that's no good, or do you want Russ that's actually orchestrating the offense? And at this particular point, nothing is good enough for Broncos country unless we blow somebody out 35-13. Nothing will be good enough. Everything will be nitpicked. Everything will be eh.
Yeah, but I think when it comes to the Broncos, they don't have to win exciting. I think for Broncos country, maybe for college football, because of the nature of college football, the way the game is played and all that surrounds college football, maybe the enthusiasm, the excitement plays a bigger role in what makes college football exciting, maybe why you like college football over NFL, why you're enjoying this CU story so much. They score a lot of points. There's just a lot of energy, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think when it comes to the Broncos, yeah, would we all love to have the days of Peyton Manning when they're not only winning games, but they're scoring 30 points, falling out of bed? Yes, folks. Yes, Bronco fans. Yes, young Bronco fans. Mm-hmm. There was a day where the Denver Broncos offense rolled out of bed and scored 30 points like nothing. Like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Inconceivable.
I know. It seems so long ago. But when it comes to Broncos country, isn't the excitement just the idea of winning again?
I would hope. But
and style points don't really matter?
Yeah, the style points shouldn't matter. If you would have won the Raiders 17-16, would there be a different buzz in this city right now? I would think so.
Yeah.
I would hope so. I think Brother Love's Travel and Salvation Show should definitely be on the list for Deion Sons.
Okay. Write it down, Johnny. Write it down. Speaking of Deion, we'll hear from Deion Sanders. Sean Payton, how to get more pressure on the quarterback after week one. And yes, Iron Man, man.
Tough SOP.
Shows up when the games matter the most. Highlights next.
It's time for your morning brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Lots to fix for the Broncos from week one to week two. How about getting a little bit more pressure on the quarterback, Sean Payton?
Well, look, there's two things. You win your one-on-ones or you bring more people. You know, so you dog or blitz, or you win your one-on-ones. And a lot of it is dependent upon what you're wanting to do coverage-wise within the framework of a scheme. You know, there are times sometimes where you want to keep the quarterback in the pocket and play a certain coverage. A lot of it is dependent on your game plan.
You buy that, or is it just guys that you expect and you pay a lot of money to go out and hunt the quarterback didn't do their job in week one?
Well, he said, I mean, let's break down what he said. Now, do you understand the difference between dog or blitz?
Why don't you explain it?
Okay. So here's how it works. If you bring five and we have five blockers, that's a dog. If you bring six and we have five blockers, that's a blitz. Right? So it's what you're bringing based upon what we have up front.
Okay.
Okay. So a subtle difference between dog and blitz, you know, and they ultimately, if you bring five, I always feel you can still play zone behind it, but I always feel like you're blitzing. You know, you're trying to bring pressure. You got to win your one-on-ones. The bottom line is you shut down the run. You got yourself one-on-one pass rush opportunities. You earned the right to rush the passer because you shut down the run. And I'm with you on your statement, Mike. You didn't get it done. You didn't win your one-on-ones. We paid Zach Allen a ton of money. Didn't sniff the quarterback. Played Randy Gregory a ton of money. Didn't sniff the quarterback. Paid Frank Clark. Didn't, like, you got to win those things. And they didn't win them. Next on the Morning Brew.
We want to exceed expectation. If expectation is to win, we may understand that. Let's exceed that. Whatever the expectation is, let's exceed that individually and combined as a team.
Well, the expectation for Deion's Buffs this week is to hammer Colorado State in the Rocky Mountain Showdown. So I guess based on what I just heard, it's not just hammer CSU. It's destroy CSU. Whatever he hits, he destroys.
Whatever he eats, he destroys. Yeah, he should destroy, right? CSU is not good, right?
Oof, I watched their game, their first game against Washington State. It was bad. Bad.
Yeah, it was like 50 to bad. 14.
Like good. Really bad. But they have had 2 weeks to prepare.
You said that CU could overlook them.
They can. Look, I've got to try to pump some life into this thing, but come on, this looks like a monumental mismatch.
So a lot of people have said that about Rocky Balboa, Mike.
Good point.
They said Rocky Balboa couldn't fight, even his own wife. It was like,
you can't win!
You can't win, Rocky! And he was like, hey, what do you mean I can't win?
What are we waiting for?
Gets the chicken rock.
Yeah, right.
So you always got to
CSU. There's your inspiration. Punch right there.
See you, our CSU. Watch Rocky Friday night.
That's right. Huh? Watch them all. Brilliant. You'll wake up the next morning kind of talking like this.
I don't know why I'm talking like this. I watched a lot of games. I watched a lot of Rocky history. I'm talking like this. Hey, bring on the game.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Bryant leans on this ball to deep left center field, and it's going to get out. Chris Bryant puts the Rockies back on top. Coming against his former club.
That's right. Play it. He's back, baby.
Yeah.
Second game back after missing a couple of months. Came back to play against his old team in front of his old fans. And he answered. Three-run homer.
Oh, big
Rockies
time.
Playing spoiler.
Big time.
Now, beating the Cubs in front of thousands and thousands and thousands of adoring Rockies fans. No.
Hundreds of Rockies fans.
Thousands of Cub fans.
Is this two games in a row they've taken from the Cubbies?
No.
Yes.
No.
Are you sure?
No, they lost the first game 5-4.
Oh, they lost the first game?
Won yesterday 6-4. And they play a matinee today at 1 o'clock.
They got to let the Cubbies win.
They have to let the Cubbies win?
Otherwise, you wouldn't be gracious hosts.
Good point. Not being very hospitable.
No.
If you take two out of three from your guests.
You win one, that's more than enough. More than enough for us. Now let's be kind hosts, and let's just roll over.
Gotta laugh, because otherwise we cry. Next on the Morning Brew.
Tatar looking for Hughes. Tatar still shoveling at it. Tatar to the high slot. Devils keep it moving. Tatar, he rips.
Please, for the love of God, tell me we're getting a guy named Tatar.
We are.
You know what I love? Steak tatar. I love that stuff.
I like fish with a little tatar sauce.
Yeah. So, yeah. Have you ever dipped fries in tatar sauce?
Oh, it's delicious.
Could you imagine Soderberg?
Oh.
Now you serve burgers and soda. You add fries and tatar. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to the Avalanche.
So the Avalanche go out and add some more good depth, more options among their forward lines, Tomas Tatar, who comes over from New Jersey, longtime Detroit Red Wing, coming off a 20-goal season. Avs sign him. And this was a case where the Avalanche were able to take advantage of a weird market in the NHL this offseason. Because the salary cap is only going up by $1 million, plenty of veteran players, good players, had to take one-year deals below market value. And so as a result, players like this were out there, and the Avs were able to pluck him for $1 million. This is a guy in Tatar who, when he's had a chance to play close to a full season, 6 out of 10 seasons, he scored 20 or more goals. So the Avs are, you know, hoping that, here's how they're looking at things. They've got what I think is the best core in all of hockey, and now they're trying to fill in around it with pieces that maybe older guys that they think still have something left, like a guy like Tatar, or looking at a guy like a Ryan Johansson, who 2 years ago was really good, slumped last year, but think that maybe they have a rebound bounce back season in them. So that's how they're kind of rounding out their team around their core. They start up here in the next couple of days.
You know why I think signing Sauce was a great idea?
Sauce, you're going to just call him Sauce now?
I'm going to call him Sauce. Tatar Sauce.
You know, the funny thing is, you are so predictable, is that as I was driving in this morning, knowing that we were going to be talking about Tomas Tatar,
I had no idea.
He's either going to talk about steak tatar or tartar sauce. I was leaning with the tartar sauce, but good job with the steak tatar.
Yes. I like sauce. I always have. Sauce is great. Like, are you a sauce guy? Do you like putting sauce on stuff?
Well, I don't like putting sauce on steaks. I'm not one to add.
No, a good steak.
No, a good steak. Right, exactly. I don't need to put béarnaise on it or something like that.
No,
right?
But I like to dip.
Yeah, I'm a dipper.
And there's nothing wrong with some good sauce.
Yes. Well, we've got sauce now.
We've got sauce.
We've got sauce.
You like a sauce? Ah, the sauce is good. Sauce.
You didn't tell me you were going to be like this today. I like it.
I stayed up very late last night watching film.
Oh, okay.
And so then I got up early and watched some more.
So you're a little punchy.
I'm a little bit.
I like punchy, Mark.
Punchy.
I think I speak for all of Denver, Colorado. We thank you. Coming up, we are going to have James Merrillette on. Let's see if James can bring you down. anybody can bring Mark off the high.
Don't bring me down, Bruce.
Jeez. What is wrong with you? But I love it. I love it. I love it. James Merrillette next.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. We've got Schlereth and Evans here. We've got Punch Junk Mark, who was up late last night, up early this morning. So you're a little punchy this morning, which is awesome.
Right. Went to bed late for me, which is around 11. And then I was up at 3:45 looking at film. So I went to bed looking at film, woke up looking at film.
So as JC says on the text line, Punch Junk Mark is my second favorite version of Mark. First is Show Pony Mark.
Okay.
Another one. I want to be mad at Mark for his cupcake takes on the Broncos, but if he's punchy, I can't be mad. I love off the rails Mark.
That's
cupcake.
Cupcake.
Yeah.
Cupcake.
Cupcake.
Nothing.
Cupcake takes.
But
you've been accused this week of
I know.
Kind of
I know.
Hanging from Sean Payton's it's like you've hung a hammock on his yarbles.
I know. People think that I'm not holding the Broncos accountable.
Right. Well, you know who holds people accountable. James Merrillette, our senior. He is the man. He is in charge of everything. He runs the show at denversports.com, our senior editor at denversports.com, on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. James, good morning.
Morning, fellas. It's been a while. Good to be back.
Yeah, good to have you.
Yeah, we missed you, James. Where have you been?
I don't know. Schedules just haven't aligned.
He's been holding meetings. He's been having meetings.
ready for some morning sunshine here. That's why I'm here.
All right. So, hey, let me ask you, because, apparently Broncos country hates it when Russell Wilson takes shots and throws incompletions and looks like garbage and can't make a play and scrambles around and takes sacks. But they also hate it when he's efficient. He throws the checkdowns when they're playing a shell type of coverage and a soft zone. And they hate it when he makes a bunch of completions as well. So do they just hate Russell Wilson?
There's a certain contingent that does. Yeah, I mean, I was tweeting about it during the game. And at halftime, he's what, like 17-19 for 120-some yards, two touchdowns. And that was a lot of the responses I got. Well, yeah, he's throwing five-yard passes. It's like, well, the guy can't win, right? I mean, 17-19, one of the two incompletions was him spiking the ball with 12 seconds left before he threw a touchdown, and people still weren't happy. The reality of the situation was Russell Wilson was the best player in orange on Sunday, and it wasn't even close. He was the best player on the field for the Broncos by a mile. Now, and I tried to tell people this, and it came after the Albert O trade. It's not about Albert O. It just became alarming at that point how devoid of playmakers this team was in the tight end room, in the running back room, and with Jerry Jeudy out and Tim Patrick out in the wide receiver room, and they just don't address it at all. And I think they're setting Russell Wilson up to fail here. Now, it's not sabotage. Sabotage is when it's intentional. I don't think this is intentional, but I think it's one of those things we're going to look back and say, well, yeah, how was he gonna put up big numbers with Brandon Johnson and Marvin Mims and Adam Trautman and Samaje Perine? Like, what quarterback can lift that boat to great heights? So he was fine on Sunday. He was better than fine on Sunday. I thought he was great in the first half, stink. And yeah, some people just are never going to be satisfied. That was plain as day.
Yeah, the weapons issue is a real issue. And you know what's interesting? Like all the people that say, well, I'm just too sunshiny or cupcakey and I'm too much on Sean Payton's jock and all this stuff. Has it not been me for the last 3 years saying our guys, our receiver room isn't good enough. Our tight ends aren't good enough. Our running back aren't good enough. Was it not me that said this for 3 years and why everybody was saying, oh, the skill the Broncos have, it's so it's top notch. It's going to be great. I mean, have I not held him accountable? Is this finally people coming to the realization? Hey, I don't care when Jerry Jeudy comes out. Yeah, like he can't stay healthy, and you know he's not a complete football player. He gets open when it doesn't matter. He's wide open when it doesn't matter. I don't know. I just am I the only one? They're just not. They can't break a tackle. They don't do anything well back there.
They don't. They don't get any separation. And to me, the 3rd-and-11 play that wound up being their last offensive play of the game was kind of the all of it in a microcosm, right? Like Adam Trautman comes across the middle. He's open. Russ hits him. He's one-on-one out there with one defender. If he makes a miss, heck, he may run for 30 yards. And he doesn't even come close to breaking the tackle or running away from the guy. Mm-hmm. And you contrast that to what you see from other skill position players on other teams around the league, and it's night and day. And, you know, kind of the prime example of it is it catches up with every quarterback at some point, right? We saw it last Thursday in the opener when Patrick Mahomes doesn't have Travis Kelce. All of a sudden, you know, you look and say, well, they don't have Tyreek Hill from now for the second straight year. He's got guys who can't catch the football, guys who can't, you know, create separation and make plays, guys who don't take a 8-yard pass and turn it into a 75-yard touchdown, and all of a sudden they score 20 points. So it doesn't matter who you are. If you don't have people around you at that position who can make some plays and get open and turn small gains into big gains, it's hard to put up big numbers. And I guess, you know, I just want people to show me the plays in that game where Russ just missed wide open receivers 18 yards downfield and instead decided to check it down. I just don't think it happened. I mean, the one time he scrambles around, finds somebody downfield, Philip Dorsett just wanders out of bounds like he's never been on a football field before. It was just comical to me, the guys he was trying to win with. And it's a lot of borderline practice squad caliber players and a guy who was good 4 years ago in Cortland Sutton and has just never been the same. So it is a little bit of like, hey, how much could he possibly do with this group? And you compare it to other groups around the league. Heck, compare it to what the Raiders rolled in with, right? Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfro. I mean, the Broncos don't have those kind of skill position players. So it was evident on Sunday. And the other thing, fellas, they don't have any playmakers on the other side of the ball either. Can somebody step up and get the other team off the field? I mean, not a single sack on Jimmy Garoppolo. Weren't particularly close to him. Randy Gregory, the 5-year, $70 million guy, had one tackle on the day. One. Kareem Jackson, the guy who's been here for almost all of the losing, made a play that a losing player makes when it's going to be fourth down, you're going to get them off the field, and you get a penalty. These things just kind of compound themselves. They don't have playmakers on either side of the ball.
When did James and I become lockstep?
I know. Are we best friends
did
now?
Did we just become best friends?
Maybe so.
Are you Will Ferrell and I'm
John C. Reilly?
John C. Reilly, or is it the other way around?
Yep, prestige worldwide. That's what we are.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you, James. James Merrillat, our senior editor at DenverSports.com on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. Coming up, four down territory. Have the Avs added some serious sauce to their Stanley Cup aspirations? That's next.
When you've lost your patience and you need a break from the course, Bath Fitter can install your tub or shower in just one day. And just like your tea time, Bath Fitter is in your corner offering watertight, seamless wall. A design consultant will take an accurate measurement of your tub or shower and recommend products that fit your budget. Bath Fitter has special financing available with no money down and no interest for up to 5 years. Now that's a hole-in-one. Visit BathFitter.com to book your free in-home consultation. Bath Fitter, it just fits.